Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And, of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. The new ABC. Attitude Era, baby.
Absolutely. And everybody on Periscope, Periscopians, stick around. Thank you for coming back to the show. We're going to this segment. We'll go ahead and talk NFL late games, college football from this past week. Look ahead to week, you know, like I said, NFL week one. Bon voyage, two words for you, and of course, Sunshine Players of the Week.
Quick heads up, J.A. Adonde, ESPN senior writer, just tweeted out, check out the interview with Shaq, AI, and Yao on SportsCenter tonight. Shaq is going to do a little rendition of Iverson's famous practice rant.
Who is?
Shaq.
Shaq is?
During the interview. Got to watch it. Got to check it out.
I got to pay attention to that one. But first, let's go into Sunshine Award of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Who do you have this week?
Let me start with Drew and Lauren Holiday. I know sports fans have heard the news. Lauren Holiday has a benign tumor on her brain, and she had to leave the women's soccer team. She was on the 2008 and 2012 women's Olympic team and was on their 2015 World Cup team. She's currently pregnant, so the plan right now is for her to give birth. And then 6 weeks after she gives birth, she's going to have brain surgery to remove the tumor. Drew Holiday has taken an indefinite leave from the NBA so he can be with his wife. We're just hoping the best for the Holiday family, man.
Absolutely.
And we're just going to rain sunshine and positive thoughts on you guys, man, because – there's no more in tough surgery. I couldn't think of the word I was looking for. There's not a tougher surgery than brain surgery.
Yep.
Anything can go wrong. Let's get to a lighter note. Martin Truex Jr. won the Bojangles Southern 500 last weekend. He's won two of the four major races. If you look at racing sort of like golf, and you know golf has their four majors, racing has four majors, and he won the Coca-Cola 600 and the Southern 500, two of the four majors. Way to go, Martin Truex Jr. and the Furniture Row team. The 78 Toyota is really fast. They got a great chance of winning all. And finally, the Philadelphia Soul. I know you're not a big fan of the Philadelphia, but the Philadelphia Soul won Arena Bowl 32 a couple weeks ago, beating Arizona. Arizona was a heavy favorite. The game was in Arizona, and Philadelphia jumped on them early and didn't relinquish the lead. Way to go, Ron Jaworski, their second Arena Bowl title.
That's awesome.
That's huge.
As long as the Arena League wins, I'm good. First of all, Brian Dozier, the Twins, for homering five straight games.
Damn.
Guy is on a tear. He's got 22 home runs since July 22nd, I think, or June 22nd, something like that. He's been on a monster tear. Gary Sanchez of the Yankees named AL Player of the Week and a month, actually, for the Yanks. Looks like they've got a young star
that
in the making.
That guy is going to be something special.
Cabrera Demets named AL Player of the Week. Charlotte Knights top minor league baseball and fans per game for third straight year. LeBron James donates $41 million to send to 1,100 kids to college.
Wow.
So let's give him some ups. Venus Williams, I got to give her a lot of credit this week. She passed Steffi Graf for most wins ever at Grand Slams.
And she's well on her way to winning this year's U.S. Open.
Win one more. So there you go. That is for – that's our Sunshine Players of the Week.
And there's always more. You know, we can always mention DeAndre Francois, freshman, 33 completions, 400 yards. Passed Nick Chubb on his return, 33 carries, 200-plus yards against UNC. It's just we have to kind of edit it down.
Yeah, Shane Bouchel of the Texas Longhorns for a monster redshirt freshman to have a monster game against Notre Dame. The kid is going to be a star.
Absolutely.
And – let me don't forget Swoops, while I'm talking about it. He had a good game for the Longhorns as well. Late games on Sunday, we were talking about the Dolphins at the Seahawks. X-Factor, who wins?
For Miami, it's the same old same. Ryan freaking Tannehill. Is he going to finally step up and play a competent quarterback? If not, it's going to be another long season for Miami. For Seattle, the running game. Who's going to take that role, that starting job, grab it by the horns, and run up and down the field with it? But Seattle's going to win. They're a 9-point favorite this week.
This is probably your blowout of the weekend. You got Adam Gase, new coach. Ryan Tannehill's playing a good secondary. And they lost Rashard Matthews. Devontae Parker is questionable to play. I'm going to go with Seattle to win huge. For Miami, like you said, it's got to be Tannehill. That's the only way they got a chance. Arian Foster, not going to do a lot.
They got him starting, but he's not going to get much.
I'm going to go with Seattle. The next game is the Lions at the Colts. Who you got?
This is going to be a shootout, too. I think Andrew Luck bounces back positively and the Colts win, but I think it's going to be like the Raiders and the Saints. It's going to be like 35-30, maybe even higher. But I'm going to take the Colts at home.
This is a tough one. I don't know if the Colts – they are my biggest question of the year, I think, because I don't know if they're going to be good or they're going to be bad. I picked them last year to go to the Super Bowl, and Luck got hurt and didn't look the same. I'm going to go with Indy. I do think it will be a shootout. I think Frank Gore is the X factor. I think he needs to have a 100-yard day. I think there will be more running this year than years past. But we'll see.
They got to do something. They got to protect
their
Andrew
defense,
Luck.
Yeah, they did not address the offensive line with Andrew Luck. So I'll go with Indy. The next game of the day, of course, you know, I'm very – can't wait for it. It's the Giants at the Cowboys.
Now, this is going to be a fun game.
It's
the 4 o'clock game, isn't
it's
it?
It's the 4:25 game. It's the Sunday game of the week. You got Seahawks, Dolphins, Lions, and Colts. Giants and Cowboys are it. We never opened up that really good against the Giants.
Last year was a good game. Tony Romo had to win it at the end for them.
Yep. Who's got the advantage, offense, defense, and special teams?
Well, offense, you got to go with Eli Manning. He's done it year after year, two-time Super Bowl champion. And, both teams have weapons. It's just we'll take the experience of Eli over the experience of Dak Prescott. Defensively, neither defense is really that good, but I'll take the Giants because they did make some defensive moves in the offseason that should help them a little bit. Special teams, Dan Bailey. Without Josh Brown playing, Dan Bailey is definitely the best kicker in this game. And field goals, a lot of times, make or break teams. So we'll go Dallas special teams. It could go either way. I want to take the Giants, but that's tough, man. The Cowboys are going to run the ball. It's going to be a really good game. But I'll take the Giants – 24-21.
Wow, you're taking the Giants.
I think Dallas will have a chance at the end. They'll be trying to drive the ball, and I don't think they'll find enough completions to get it down there.
Offensively, you got to go with the Giants. We just because Dak Prescott, you don't know. Defensively, man, this is a wash almost to me. I know they addressed the defense for the Giants. Janoris Jenkins has not looked like a shutdown corner. Just saying, yeah. You overspent. Olivier Vernet, definitely better. But what? We don't know. I think you overspent for him. I think you overpaid these defensive players you got. I think it's the same old Giants. They don't score points. I think Beckham's going through the Kardashian curse.
She getting around, man. She's with the Giants. She's with a Rocket. She's with a Cavalier. She is like – she is a sought-after free agent. Just signing with teams every season.
I could see Dak having a horrible game. I can see the man having one of those – great games. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Zeke. I think Zeke is the X factor. You haven't seen a lot of him in preseason. I think you'll see a lot of him this Sunday. He's going to score a lot of touchdowns. Matter of fact, I'm going to say three. Dez Bryant's going to have another two.
Wow.
Because Dez is going to have a monster year. I don't care who throws him the ball.
He is
going to have one of those years. He will be the best wide receiver in the NFL this season. Touchdowns, maybe not yards, but touchdowns.
I think if you're a Dallas fan, the one shining light you can say about Dak Prescott is there's no film on him. No tape. They can't read his tendencies.
Maybe week three, four.
They might start picking up some things. But right now, clear slate.
X factor for me, watch Lucky Whitehead. All right, the kid returned a punt already at kickoff in preseason. He will return a punt or something this game. I think special teams is going to be a big difference. I think the Cowboys win. Our defense, who knows? Our secondary needs to step up. I don't know if they will. I'm going to say 41-35.
Ooh.
It's going to be a shootout.
It's going to be a shootout.
Because both defenses to me are bad.
Yeah, they're a suspect.
So I'm gonna go with Dallas. So I think we win a shootout just because of Zeke and Dez. The Sunday night game, the Patriots at the Cardinals. You talking about a great game? It should be. No Tom Brady, of course, but you got Jimmy Garoppolo playing. Gronk is. He said he's not 100%.
I think they keep Gronk out. I haven't even heard of Gronk on the practice field. If you don't practice, more than likely you don't play. That's how it usually goes.
I'm going to go with the Cards.
I'm going with the Cards.
I'm going
with
the Cards. They're playing.
I have no belief in Jimmy G right now. He hasn't shown me anything that says he can sustain for these four games. And get the Patriots at least.
And Chandler Jones is playing for Arizona.
And he's going to be getting after it. And their running game is suspect. And with no Gronkowski, it's going to be a long night for the Patriots.
Yeah. Opening night, I think this is a game they don't get. It's going to be bad. The Monday night games, we'll go through it real fast. Pittsburgh at Washington.
Now, that's a game worth seeing. The second game, meh.
Yeah.
But that first game, Pittsburgh at Washington – that sounds like that has a chance of being a shootout. Absolute chance. Offensively, both teams have dynamic offensive weapons. Both teams are down running backs, but both have really good wide receivers, even though Pittsburgh wide receiver core is just that one wide receiver by himself is probably better than the Washington's wide receiver core. But Washington has a dynamic tight end that's damn near unguardable. But we'll go Pittsburgh. There's Ben Roethlisberger, three Super Bowls. As long as he's healthy, he's one of the best four in the league. Defensively, it's a wash. Washington, yeah, they added Josh Norman, great. They didn't do nothing to update their pass rush. They're still going to give up a boatload of points. Pittsburgh's defense is still young. They're going to give up points. It's a wash. Special teams wash. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh Damn, this is tough. I'm going to take Pittsburgh because Kirk Cousins did not beat a single team above 500 last year, and he won't be and won't start Monday night. He won't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's going to get crushed. The Pittsburgh Steelers are many favorites in AFC to a lot of people. You know, they don't have Le'Veon Bell. I don't think they need him for this game because you don't throw the ball for 400 yards probably. If you haven't watched Josh Norman in preseason, he's been getting burnt. So we'll see. I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins. I think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think Washington will score more than 10 points. I think 35 to 10. Whew. Pittsburgh's going to put it on them.
That'd be ugly.
And then you're talking about ugly real fast. I'm not.
This is a baseball
just
sport.
Tell me who wins because I don't
I
care.
I got 49ers, Rams 49ers 7 to 6. The 49ers wow. find a way to get one touchdown out of the deal, and they win 7 to 6.
I'm going to go with Sean Mannion and the Rams to win against the 49ers because I like Sean Mannion. I don't know who
the
hell he is.
You think Case Keenum's
going
to get knocked out and Sean Mannion's going to come?
And then the punter. Hopefully they'll get the third string because I want to see the punter play quarterback.
What?
He's actually a better quarterback than the two that got ahead of him.
Man, that is terrible.
No, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But I'm going to go L.A. Rams because I think this will be one of the games they actually win. One of the few games they win this season.
They might beat San Francisco in L.A., but they won't beat San Francisco in San Francisco. No. Not in Levi Stadium.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go into college football. Thoughts from week one of the NFL or college football season, excuse me.
Man.
Well, I know I don't want to go to a UNC Charlotte game. I know that.
No.
70 to 14.
No. Not when they're playing real talent. If they're playing Campbell University or Winston-Salem State or something, then we could probably go see. But not when they're going to the University of Louisville. All in all, great opening weekend for college football. The so-called dominant programs did not look so dominant. Tennessee survived. Appalachian. It's Appalachian.
In
Stop
overtime.
Saying Appalachian or whatever y'all want. Appalachian State. App. Just call them App State. Survived App State. Wisconsin knocks off LSU. I know the game was in Lambeau Field, and it was more of a home field advantage for Wisconsin. But Wisconsin does not have nearly the talent that LSU has. And all these people on Brandon Harris. Brandon Harris is not being put in positions to be successful. They're asking him to do things that don't play to his strengths.
Yep.
And that's going to kill LSU all year. They better find things that he does well. What did he do in high school that made y'all want to go recruit this kid? Do that. Whatever that was. Notre Dame lost a tough heartbreaker game in Texas. They were down, what, 31-14. Came back, took the lead, tied it up again after a blocked extra point. And DeShone Kizer, no matter what happened over the weekend, that guy is a player. Notre Dame has a quarterback. They will be just fine.
Stop switching quarterback.
They won't switch the quarterbacks anymore. Alabama, we knew they were going to be impressive. I know they played SC, and SC always gets a top 25 ranking, even though they probably shouldn't have been ranked. But the way they destroyed them, Jalen Hurts is a player. This guy, if he stays at Alabama 3 years, they got a chance to win national championships in the next 3 years. But all in all, I was very impressed. I'm glad the schedule makers put together tough games opening weekend. Get your interest in, draw you in. Then the second weekend, you can roll the cupcakes in, and we can get those 74-0 scores. Looks like Ohio State did to – who did they play, Bowling Green?
Yes, they set school records for everything. 77 to 10.
JT Barrett looked like he was the best thing since sliced bread out there.
Yeah. Same with Michigan, 63 to 3. Let me give ups to college football for the schedule they put out this weekend. It's the best opening weekend I can remember. Auburn, come on, man. I had y'all beating Clemson. I thought and they kept it close. They just couldn't score anything. 19-13. LSU, I had in the championship, the Final Four this year. They'll have to fight to get back in it now. They still got to play Alabama. Other
they got SEC. Plenty of chances to get back in it.
Let's give credit to South Alabama for beating Mississippi State on a missed field goal. They missed Dak Prescott, as you can tell. Texas A&M for the win they had. I did not have them winning. Houston, big ups. But let me give credit to Brandon Oliver. He's the defensive tackle that plays for Houston. That kid is a monster.
Think he'll be playing
on
Sunday?
He was going from sideline to sideline, stopping quarterbacks and running backs. Yeah, he'll be playing on Sunday, definitely. But Todd Herman's got a monster going on at Houston right now. Hopefully they join the Big 12 because that's where they need to be.
Big 12 is trying to finalize that too. They dropped ECU and Memphis out of consideration.
College football this week, it's the top five is Alabama, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, and Michigan because Oklahoma fell out. They fell to 14th. They should be. Tennessee after you actually moved up to.
I mean, they had to do something with Tennessee surviving App State. They were outplayed.
Yeah,
they were outplayed, absolutely outplayed by App State.
And welcome Miami to the top 25 this week. LSU fell down to 21st.
Ouch.
So I believe that. Texas is number 11. They went from unranked to number 11 in the country.
Way to go, Texas. Charlie Strong might be turning the page down there.
Might be. Stanford, Ed McCaffrey is another one, had a huge game this week as well.
Ed's son, Christian.
Sorry. Yep. You had to throw that in there. I'm trying to see, is there any, looking at the games this week, any games we want to look forward to? Louisville is at Syracuse Friday. NC State plays at East Carolina this weekend.
Vitek in Tennessee.
At Bristol, thank you. They're playing at Bristol Speedway.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, that's a huge game. It does look like Cupcake Central this week at most of these schools.
Most teams are rolling into Cupcakes this
Tulsa's
week.
Tulsa is playing at Ohio State, App State, ODU. Wake Forest and Duke are playing this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's that barn burner. Wow. I thought maybe we'd get to watch a good game on Saturday. Arkansas and TCU plays each other this week. That would probably be
that
a good game.
Be all
right. But besides that,
it's the
Virginia
Tennessee
at Oregon. I mean,
that's
nothing. Wow. This is going to be a bad week in college football.
Good thing you got that opening weekend then.
Yeah, because you ain't getting nothing else. All right, let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
There you go.
Break
two words. Texas beating Notre Dame.
Huge step is meaning in the right direction.
Good offense. I like the change of pace. I like the up-tempo pace in Texas. They need it.
Their two-quarterback system works beautifully. They let the one kid get them down with the arm, and if he doesn't get them in,
Swoops.
They let the other guy come in and just run it over everybody.
Thomas Davis promised Jerry Richardson a Super Bowl ring.
Big statement. Huge promise.
Broken promise.
Wow.
You might do it this year. A lot of people are picking the Panthers to go and get back. Sam Bradford traded to the Vikings for a first and fourth.
Too much. Why did you get that up? And you got to pay his salary? I understand Minnesota's position, though. They are in a win mode now. AP is 31, 32 years old this year. 2 years left, maybe?
Say what?
Sorry, I got to say. Andy Murray upset in five sets by
Key
Nishikora at the U.S. Open semifinals.
It doesn't matter. Whoever faces Novak Djokovic in the final is going to lose. So be ready for second place.
Landon Donovan coming out of retirement to play with the Galaxy. He's back.
Why not?
More money. All right, there you go. There's our two words for this week. Week one of NFL season.
Thank God.
About time. let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
You got any?
Of course, to this week's episodes of BSS Carolina. Tune in each and every week. We should be getting our Monday shows back up again. The Rule of Three breakdown. We'll have Jeff in the building then. And then, you know, we're on Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock. And we'll have a wrap-up of the weekend, how our fantasy teams did. And then we get to see y'all beautiful faces. We can imagine what y'all look like through Periscope.
Absolutely. And, yes, we will have a Monday show at 6:30 Monday. And we also will have – we need – maybe this week we can do a hot sauce. We'll see.
We need to get some hot TV time, some YouTube time.
Bomb for yards for me. Saints released Garrett Grayson, the third-round pick from last year. They released him already. Hope Solo career with U.S. Soccer Women. She was suspended permanently, so we'll see how long she's gone.
I saw the video, too. She
was upset. Oh, yeah. She has no issue with violence. America Alpha is out of the match this weekend at Backlash. Chad Gable got hurt during the match.
Damn.
So they will not win the championship. Ryan Lochte submitted 10 months and banned from 2017 World Championships for the Rio incident.
Ryan Lochte.
But welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
Catch him on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know how you got there. All right. You got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And catch us everywhere. Have a great weekend in NFL and college football.
Side
catch
piece.
Us next week.